Thanks for coming up, all of you, and you a little bit bigger ones, too, because we're going to need your help today. this is a lesson based on that reading that we had from Romans, and it's a little hard because there's some big words in there that we try to understand, like grace and faith and God's promises and how all that works together. But I'm going to try to explain with some objects here. And I'll have some questions that I'll need some help from you big kids. Okay. Do you guys know what these are? Stamps, you're right. Postage stamps. Okay. And how about these? Stickers. Okay. They're kind of alike in some ways, right? You can stick stamps on paper. Usually you put it on envelopes, right? You can stick stickers on paper too. But they're different in other ways. What do you think? What's the difference in between a stamp and a sticker? The stamps are for mailing letters, right? And the stamps cost more than a sticker. It's worth more than a sticker, and there's a reason why. When you put a stamp on a letter, the post office promises to deliver that letter to whoever you're sending it to. Let's say you live here and Grandma lives all the way out in California or Florida or something. You put the stamp on the letter, you put her address, they will take it to her house. So stamps are worth more. You pay more for them. Stickers are fun, but they're not the same as stamps. Now, the promise that the stamp represents is different than the sticker. I'm going to give you guys a sticker because I know I can't bring stickers without giving them away. So want to take a sticker and then give me back the paper? Pick one quick, guys. Did you want one, honey? Okay, good. Okay, so do you remember, guys, what's the promise of the stamp? If you put the stamp on the letter, there's a promise connected with it. They will deliver it. The post office will deliver it, okay? God makes promises too, right? We have lots of promises in the Bible that God makes for us. Does God always keep his promises, you think? Yes, yes, definitely. God does. The post office sometimes makes mistakes, sometimes loses letters, and then the promise isn't kept. Do you know what God's most important promise to us is? Most important promise that he makes to us. He will wash away our sins and take us to heaven to be with him forever, right? That's the most important promise that God makes to us. Now, with the stamps, I had to pay for that. It cost 47 cents to get that promise. Do we have to pay to get God's promise to wash away our sins and take us to heaven? No. But why not? It's worth more than a stamp, isn't it? We have to pay for stamps, but heaven and getting our sins washed away is worth more. So why don't we have to pay for it? You know, this is a tough question. He does want us to go there. He loves us so much. It costs a lot. Who paid for it? Who paid for us to go to heaven? Jesus did when he died on the cross, right? He paid for it. So we don't have to pay for it because he paid for it. Now, nobody can pay for their own sins. We just can't. Jesus had to do it. If we've tried to pay for our own sins, that's like putting a sticker on a letter. Would the post office deliver it? No, because a sticker's not good enough. You have to have a stamp on a letter. Let's pray. Dear God, teach us to know you and to trust you always so we will not miss out on any of your promises to us. Amen. Thanks for coming up.